Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show. It's Rick Nusky here. Now, in today's call, I want to talk about how you can use podcasting in your business to promote your business. But not only that, if you're writing a book or if you have some sort of other venture, how you can use podcasting to promote those as well. It all starts off by basically knowing who you are talking to. And before you do anything, you know, in terms of buying equipment and, you know, setting up a studio and all that wonderful stuff that comes along with podcasting, you need to know who is going to be interested in the things that you're offering. You need to know what they're interested in, what they actually need, what problems they're facing. Because knowing all of that gives you a bit of an avatar that you can create content around that is going to get noticed by your target audience, and it's going to position your business in such a way that they're going to look to you for ways to solve their problem. When you create that valuable content over time, and that's the key here, over time, it's not going to happen overnight, and you provide that high level of value and it's relevant and it's timely by sharing, you know, what you know about your industry, the insights you have for a certain problem or a product that you might either source or build. You may use podcasting to talk to other people in your industry who can provide tips or stories about, you know, your business or your niche. You can focus on delivering that high quality content that is educational for them. Sometimes it might be entertaining, but most definitely it has to be relevant. And more often than not, it must solve the problem that your ideal listener is having. Now, beyond all of that, I've talked about this before, but you must have consistent branding and, I believe, naming back to your business or the book that you're creating as part of your, I guess, your podcast experience. When you do that, you create that identity and people become aware of you. They recognize your brand. Like, for example, my future business has a very specific color scheme. It doesn't change. It's white on a dark blue. It's even got its own, you know, hex number that we use consistently across the business. We have a style guide. And we have artwork that we use. We have the podcast name. And we have that consistent tone when we're using podcasting as part of our marketing strategy. I've talked about this over and over again, but I also need you to understand that consistently releasing some new content on a regular schedule is also going to help not only attract new listeners, but it will help build a loyal audience who will be looking for that new content. And in promoting that podcast that you've created for your business or your book, your venture, you can use various marketing channels to promote your show and therefore reach a wider audience. You can do what I've done. I've actually embedded my podcast into my existing website. Other people use dedicated podcast hosting services that have players in their own landing page. But I strongly believe that you should have the ability to embed your show into your website that reflects or is part of your overall business. But beyond that, ask yourself, where is it going to get the most impact? Where is my audience hanging out? And I thought about this morning, in fact, when I was sitting at the back having a cuppa, and I thought, you know, it's one thing to have a show, but it's another thing to have people listening to it. So I wonder, and I did a bit of a think tank on it for the 5 minutes that I put into it, is that I find that I get far less engagement on certain social media platforms than others. And for example, I get more engagement for my audience, the people that I'm looking to have on the show, from podcast platforms, podcasting services who connect podcast hosts with guests, as opposed to just, you know, sending it out into the ether online and hoping for the best in on whatever number of other social media sites out there. So it's very important that you think about, you know, who you're targeting, what tools you're going to use to you know, engage with them, meaning where you're going to go, where are they, And that, then you take action and you be consistent with all of this. But when you find them, you'll know that they're there because they'll engage, and you'll know how to identify them because you'll find the same or similar names on one site. Then they'll might end up on your email newsletter as a subscriber. That's the ultimate. Now, when all of this is said and done, it's all a bit of a waste of time if you don't, at the end of each call, each of your episodes, each of your solo cast podcast interviews, by giving a call to action. If you don't give that call to action and you ask for some level of engagement and action on behalf of, the listener's side, then what point is there? There's no point in doing it if you're not getting them to do something. You want them to come back, for example, in my case, to our website and book a call, or opt in for our newsletter, or opt in for a coupon code to save on products and services, or click a link to go see a product or service that we're supporting as an affiliate. The sky is definitely the limit here, but the takeaway for this call today is to know for sure and certain that podcasting, as long as there's a need to communicate, there'll always be a need and a place for podcasting. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all of these things, because this is my jam. This is what I really love to do. I love podcasting. I love helping you get results with podcasting and just to expand your horizons and see the potential that podcasting has inside your business. So if you want to ask me questions or you want to share your thoughts, the Podcasting Central group is where we are at more often than not, and that's on Facebook. So just type in Podcasting Central. The group is growing quite quickly, and I'm very excited about what I'm seeing. People are engaging. They're putting up posts, and they're following, general guidance inside the group about, promoting their business and all this sort of stuff, which you'll always have the opportunity to do, because I think a group is about exchanging ideas, helping each other, and, achieve results and all those wonderful things. So come on over. There's no barriers to entry to join us inside the group. That's Podcasting Central on Facebook. Now, last but not least, I'm always trying to push up our subscriber numbers on YouTube. So if you would please drop over to YouTube, type in My Future Business, and like and subscribe to our channel. Thank you very much. Now, up until tomorrow. See you then.